Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, at Bookie underscore Beatrice, and I'm joined with...
Hello, at LFCOs, Mariam at IMRM underscore.
Faye.
What's the at?
I don't know.
You do this all the time.
I don't know where to find me.
Philippa Acho.
Right, I hope you guys are ready for this episode. I want to start with United and Arsenal, but I want to get the neutral perspective first. So, Philippa, did you watch that game today?
I did watch that game today.
How do you think it went for Arsenal in particular?
You know what? Arsenal, all season we've been saying, like, they look comfortable, they're going to win the league, you know, lots of detractors from their own fans. But today, I think, was, like, probably the first game this season where I looked at it and I was like, wow, they are so cohesive. It's like, I think they've been playing extremely well. But I think when you come across, like, great opposition and then people who are in form, like, United, obviously, United have had a couple of blips here and there, and we'll talk about that later in the pod, I'm sure. But it was just back to back. They looked like they were really comfortable. They never really got too aggressive with it, and it showed. The quality showed. I think their mentality has completely changed. It was just a really enjoyable game to watch.
What about you, Fee?
I'm not gonna lie, it was like the first 20 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ,
they're dealing with United. But you know, United dealt with it. Rashford scored a very good goal. And yeah, Arsenal just look very good. Like, I'm sure I said that. Yeah, Arsenal going to win the league. Shia said it. Julie said it. They all said that Arsenal going to win the league.
You mean you said it for them?
No, they said it. I got proof. Actually, I have proof.
I don't know. A couple people said yesterday, like, I don't know if I saw, like, it's coming home. So
yeah, they were saying it. Yeah. Okay. And you're in trouble. But, yeah, Arsenal just looked like a completely different side. Very scary. United, they showed who they are today.
This oh is my God.
They let the country down. Can I say?
Yeah. You mean we let you down, Faye?
Me and the
ain't
country.
Nobody will
no, there's no country.
This is not a thing. Like,
this is not England FC. This is
Manchester
United.
We need to get up and do something no. Like, it's not just on us, you know. Like,
I'm
we were
sorry.
Never in this. We were never in this.
You're winning 1-0. Okay, 1-1. 2-1. 2-2. Keep it. Go for the draw. Keep it. You didn't want it more than Arsenal. That's something.
No,
you guys didn't want it more than Arsenal.
I agree.
The manager was scary with his decision today. I don't know
why. Which decision in particular?
For example, why is Eriksen still on? Eriksen was invisible. Mm. I don't know why he was still on.
That was a big mistake.
Anthony was really bad as well.
The thing is, I don't know. I think it's mixed. I feel like his first half wasn't that bad. And I'm not, this is not me being biased or anything. I'm just looking at his game. And I thought he was all right in the first half. I didn't think he was entirely bad. And then at halftime, I started reflecting. And I thought, actually, you know what? Like, it's been a little bit better than the other game because he's not really been with it. But then I also thought, actually, there's no, like, he's not given enough. Like, there's no impact. Like, what are you doing? No, what are your balls doing? Like, they're not giving, you know, Arsenal's defenders something to think about. Like, do you know what I mean? And he became a bit predictable. He's a little showboat thing. And I just thought, oh, like, you're actually so predictable. Everyone can read what you're doing. So I didn't think he was that bad up until like second half. I was like, no, I gotta get off the pitch. But
it wasn't that he was bad; it was that he was average.
Average
and in a game like this, like, you know, we all make jokes. Like, we needed proper more football heritage. Like, you needed more than that, and he just didn't turn up in the way that he should.
What were your thoughts on Anthony Ella?
I just don't think he does enough. I just think for the price you paid for him, and I have to mention the price because everyone comes down on Nunes. So I have to mention it. You know, I just don't think he does enough in the game. Like, you don't. Like, when he came off, I kind of thought, oh, was he playing? It's kind of like,
I hate you.
Do you know what I mean? But do you know who impressed me? Weghorst. I thought he was really good.
Really? I thought he was average.
Do you know what? I thought he linked up play really well. And well, anything that United did well on the counter, I thought he was involved.
But not going to lie,
I just think he slows it down just a little bit. But maybe I can agree with that.
My glasses were smudged. I can't see him on the counter.
No, it's because he actually blended in like with the centre backs. He was doing defensive work. He did small things.
Yeah, he linked up like, play well at times.
But I don't think that's enough for us because we need like another goal scoring threat. So if he's doing the other little stuff, then are we just relying on Rashford to be the goal scoring threat?
That's the word. I just didn't feel like at half time. I was just like, I was a bit underwhelmed. I thought, you know, he was all right. And I feel like his second game, he's been thrown into such a big game, probably one of our biggest games of the season. And I just think he's still trying to get up to speed. Like, do you know what I mean? With everything. So I just thought, yeah, like, are you really a threat? I don't know if he really worried Arsenal's defenders. Like, I don't think so. Do you know what I mean? As you said, he was doing the other things all right, but I don't think he wasn't given that threat, like, to say, oh, yeah, like, I've arrived. Like, do you know what I mean?
But this is why you need to get rid of Martial, because why are you never available?
Can I ask a question, though, like, for the two Man United ladies? Like, when this was announced, how did you, what, give me one word of how you felt about this signing.
Meh.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah, because for me, it's like, we only got him because Martial is injury prone. He's not supposed to be in this team. Like, Martial is meant to be the person that we're relying on. But since he's not available, we have to go with scraps. And it's unfortunate because I feel like that takes away some of our sting. Because just relying on Rashford, everyone's going to go mark Rashford. Like, that's not what we need. We need someone else who can take the attention away from him. And Anthony is just not doing it for me. Like you said, he's too predictable. He always cuts in. Everyone knows what he's going to do. So
maybe you need to give the young kids a chance.
I agree. There's Garnacho.
I was surprised he came on like two minutes left of the game.
I feel like he should have come out. At first, I thought, you know what, we haven't even got much of the ball, so is there any point? But then I also thought, like, sometimes just one sub makes a difference, and I don't mean that means we would have won. But in that, Garnacho's a defender as well, and he's got pace. Like, why not bring him on? We're under pressure. They're cooking us. Like, bring him on. Do you know what I mean?
So I think they even started to cook us more when Anthony came off. Because, like, we went a bit more defensive. So now we're inviting more pressure onto ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Which didn't help. So...
I want to talk about Bruno. Everybody's been talking about Bruno, but he was disgraceful today.
No, he wasn't disgraceful.
Yes, he was.
I don't think he was all right.
He was come right. on, man.
Okay, what was disgraceful about his performance?
He didn't even have a shot on target. This is where you want him to...
We barely did as a team in general.
It doesn't matter, sorry.
No, but if you think about it, even domination-wise, there was one point where the possession was like 75% Arsenal, 25%.
No, but I get that. But this is your captain.
No, I agree.
You want these type of big players to step up and show us something.
No,
he didn't do anything. Sorry, he was very lackluster.
Do you know what it is? You have to remember as well, our midfield got overrun completely.
And why didn't Fred start?
That's on Ten Hag. Yeah. Like, there's some things that are on Ten Hag today.
Yes,
I think the whole game management was on Ten Hag. That's what I'm saying. Like, going into it, I felt like you guys had, like, maybe not the biggest of chances because we all are really impressed by Arsenal, but I was like, felt like it was going to be a good back-to-back game.
I didn't think that. I generally thought we were going to get smoked today. So that's why, and this is not even to do with like a drop in standards, but I thought that's why this result is not the worst. Do you know what I mean? So I was expecting a lot worse. I was thinking at least 3-1 isn't going to get like packed in 3-0 in the first half kind of thing, and then maybe get one back. So it's not the worst thing ever. But I feel like, as Faye was saying, like, we were 1-0 up at one point. You think, come on. Do you know what I mean? Let's see if we can hold on to at least a draw. Because I think Arsenal needed 3 points more than us. Let's be real. Like, they're trying to gap City. Like, a draw would have been all right with us. But, I mean, if we had won midweek, but we didn't. So I think that's why it's a little bit more disappointing, because we got that draw in midweek. But I think if we didn't, and then we lost today, I don't think it would have been the worst thing in the world. Mm. But I don't think we went into that game favourites at all. Like, generally, I don't think.
No, not favourites. Yeah. But like, I just...
Casemiro thing. That was a big blow. And it's not even that I wanted him... I'm using it as an excuse, but I think most people say like it was a good, especially that first half. Like it was a good game. It was entertaining for the neutral, yeah. Like for the neutral
I thought
fan.
United did
it was
well,
really, yeah, it was really entertaining. Same. We gave them a game and kind of thing. And I think that's one thing I appreciate about Ten Hag. As much as his in-game management today wasn't great, and I think that might be a little bit of his downfall. He actually wanted us to play because I feel like with Ollie, it's always been like, oh, just play for a draw, try not to lose. Like, and I hated that loser mentality. But today was like, oh, rah, like he actually wants us to play football. Eventually, you guys saw me sat back and we had to soak up the pressure. But I think I appreciated that. So we gave the neutrals a good game kind of thing. But I wish if Casemiro was there, it would have been an even better game, I think. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. In terms of the midfield battle, it wouldn't have been so like, yeah, I don't think it would have been so, yeah, it was quite nasty at times. So. And that's why I want to speak about Bruno in that. I can't lie. You're playing with someone like, I'm not going to say someone like Eriksen because I feel like he's been a good signing for us. Technically, he's pretty good, but there's some games that's just not for Eriksen, and that's okay. Do you know what I mean? But Ten Hag failed to. He kind of threw him under the bus even a little bit because he was the guy was burst at a point. He was very much tired, like so. That part's a little bit disappointing.
So wait, let's go back to the lineup. So are we saying that Ten Hag shouldn't have started Eriksen?
No, I think he could have. I don't know.
Because let's be honest, there's not many options.
There's no options, exactly.
It's either you play Eriksen or you play Fred and McTominay.
Yeah, I think that you guys should have done that.
I was expecting Fred and McTominay to start. I wasn't expecting Eriksen. And then when I did see him in, I thought, okay, I would have preferred Fred. But then McTominay wasn't actually too bad. I mean, didn't do anything amazing, but he was all right. I guess he held his own. But yeah, I think Fred starting maybe might have been more helpful than Eriksen.
The reason Eriksen I personally think he didn't start Fred because... Yeah. When Fred is under pressure, we know that he can lose the ball. But Eric is kind of similar as well. Exactly, so personally, I don't think Fred would have made a difference.
Fred is more ballsy. Fred's not a coward, and I think Eriksen's a coward sometimes. I feel bad saying that, but I feel like he's a coward sometimes, and he's too passive. And I can't in such a game, there was no time for passive players. And I think that's why we lost in the end because we got too many passive players and dumb players. But yeah,
Eriksen was invisible.
Yeah, I think he's too passive. Like even for the second goal, like I've never like raged so much at Eriksen. I'm thinking like. Are you actually a wimp? Like Saka actually took that shot of confidence. He was like, Eriksen ain't got nothing for me. I'm going to take this shot. I'm probably going to score. And Eriksen just let him. And it almost happened again the second time. I said, no, you're taking the mick. But yeah, I don't know. It's a sticky one with the lineup. But I didn't. I think bringing Fred in, I don't know if that helped at all. I don't know. Because Fred, under pressure, as you said, isn't great. And then we brought him into a point where we were already under so much pressure. So I don't know if he really...
It was much
of an impact. I think Fred is that type of player where maybe you don't bring him on when you're under pressure, even though I was screaming for him to come on, just anything. But I feel like he has to have like a run of games and then, you know, when he's in good form and then, yeah, you start him kind of thing as opposed to bringing him on when you're under pressure.
Not going to lie, if this was Jose Mourinho, I hate hearing it after it, but if it was Jose Mourinho, he would have bought on another defender. You got Harry Maguire, they should have maybe something there.
And do you know how many times that has backfired?
Yeah, but still, I'm just saying, you never know because you got watched.
Sound mad, but I think Varane and Martinez were great today.
I'm not saying they were bad, but like, for example, like Shaw
was getting a bit.
No, Shaw was just giving Saka too much respect.
Yeah, too much respect.
Like,
do you know what I was thinking?
Continuously backing off every time he was running towards me. Like, put a little something there. Like,
I thought that as well. Do you know what? I just kept thinking of that interview I saw. I think it was either from the World... No, it was the Euro, sorry. And where Shaw was like, oh, he really likes Saka. And that's all I could imagine in my head. Every time...
Oh, so his friends.
He's not your friend today. This is the rivalry.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
And I always say this, like, the harmony of the England squad is at the detriment of the Premier League.
Yeah.
That's why we had Saka doing Rashford's
that one was a
celebration.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought, nah, man. Like, I don't know if that one. I'm still a bit here and there. It's like Rashford's clearly back because you're copying the celebration. It means it's cold or you're taking a piss. But I don't think Saka's like that.
I think he was taking the piss because Saka's like Son. He wants to pretend that he's this good guy, yeah?
But he's a little cheeky lad.
But he was very cheeky. Like, he was telling everybody, don't touch me, don't touch me. He wants to go into... He knew he was.
Which is why I feel like if we beat them, it would have hit amazingly because how dare you, but it didn't work out like
that. I would have been doing the slide on the floor if we had won. Fortunately, it wasn't the case. And we conceded once again in the 90th minute. Like, what can we do better to close down our games?
It's going to sound like I'm not trying to like look at it from I don't know what the word is. Not tactical, but I think some of our players are actually dumb.
Who are these players you keep referring to?
I think Wan-Bissaka, for example, I think he's improved quite a bit. But today, I saw all the frailties in his game again. Like, I think Crystal Palace, I was saying, oh, he might have been like the best player on the pitch. But then today, I was seeing it. Like, he got exposed a little bit. Again, he still has the same issues with positioning. I think it's improved, but it's still not great when he's under pressure positioning. And then the whole back post, conceding that back post. Like, what are you doing? It's the fact that I saw him turn his head and he looked at Nketiah. and somehow the man ended up in front of him. You know, and the thing is with Wan-Bissaka, I think it pisses me off that he's too calm and relaxed. Like he's so lackadaisical sometimes. I'm just thinking, even sometimes when he just puts the ball, like it goes over the top of the bar, and I just think like. And sometimes from the camera angle, you might think it's about score own goal. And the man doesn't even flinch. And even that bugs me, because how dare you, like, have something in you. But I think, yeah, sometimes he can be a little bit dumb. I think, who else? Bruno as well. Like, I don't think he had the worst game, but even him as well. Like, he does a lot of things that gets his... It's like he doesn't, like, look out for his teammates sometimes. And that really frustrates me. He always puts them in awkward positions. And that's exactly what happened on Wednesday. And that's why Casemiro got a yellow card in the end. So I think even him as a captain, like, do better sometimes. Like, you always... Like, why do you throw your own players under the bus sometimes? Like, some of the things he does is stupid. He was losing the ball, especially in the first half. Like, he was losing the ball quite a bit. It's them little things. So if you're looking at that in the last couple of minutes, like, you wanna be more tight with the ball. That's another thing. We don't have enough players who, like, want to look after the ball. It's like they treat the ball like it's a hot potato. Like, keep the ball. Like, that's the thing with Arsenal, the difference today. They were so technically secure on the ball. Like, they'd want to keep the ball. They'd pass it around. But it was like with Arsenal, we just kept getting rid, and then we'd lose it. So I think it's little stuff like that. Not being technically secure. I think being quite passive as well. We're quite passive sometimes and reactive as opposed to being proactive. I feel like if we are more proactive, I feel like we'll be able to see out games, because Crystal Palace were quite flat. And I think that ended up, yeah, where we gave away the free kick and then, yeah.
All right. Sorry. Let's talk about Arsenal for a bit. So what do we make of Arsenal season so far?
They're going to win it.
I'm jealous. Yeah.
I think they're going to win it. And it's still crazy how they're still being, you know, wimps about saying they're going to win the league, but they're going
to
win it.
No, they're saying it to themselves.
Do you know what they're saying?
Yeah. Internally.
In their own group chats, when there's not ops, like watching, that's where they're saying that they're going to win.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They know that if we screenshot, like us, you said something the other day, I screenshotted it, not going to lie to you. I can't remember, but you said something and I was like, need that. So it's like, I understand where they're coming from. And like you said, they've been burned too many times in the past. But I think they should start to believe. Again, to be fair, it is quite tight. Couple of games and, you know, the positioning is on its head, but they're playing well and they're playing comfortably. Like we said, City know how to get the job done if they need to, and I don't think Arsenal have been put in that position yet, but it's always better to be on top and be in control of that rather than waiting for other results to go your way. So
I think so far, sorry, Ella.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's in their hands.
So. Yeah, it is in their hands. Who do we think can actually stop them? Because so far, only United have managed to beat them.
They've only lost once, haven't
it? Yeah.
Damn, they're gonna
do,
you know.
They're
not
gonna
get their mixed, but they're gonna
do
the team.
It has to be City.
It's no one but City, but it's just mad. It's like, City or not. I was thinking about how my own team are playing, and I was like, right, it's like 20 years ago. Like, I'm thinking it's like 20 years ago. And looking at the top, like, I'm starting to see like similarities with how people were playing by yourselves, because obviously, But it's just like, it's just nuts to me, like, to see United back in it and like going toe to toe with Arsenal and like Arsenal having that belief that they are winners, because they haven't had that belief for a while, and it's all about mentality.
Yeah, I think that's going to help them massively. Like, I think their mentality monsters right now, and people might say I'm dramatic, but I genuinely, you can see it today as well. Like,
when they huddled up at the start of the game,
huddling up, and then even when we would attack them and stuff and defensively, I just don't think. Like, I think old Arsenal old, like, when they'd concede, their heads would drop. That's it. But it's like, now that's not even a thing for them. They're not worried, like, when they concede. But they don't seem worried anyway. When they concede, it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to get one back, which they did today. They did it, well, three times, basically. But, yeah, I think that mentality thing is going to help them massively, because everyone always says, oh, yeah, like, it's Arsenal's mentality. I remember during Wenger's days, and we should talk about their mentality and how when it gets to January and February, they drop off. I mean, we're coming to the end of January. There's not really been a drop off. February is around the corner. So that mentality is going to help them massively. I think that's as much as they have better players now, we've got coach, has got them playing really well cohesively, and they really understand each other. I think that mentality is going to take them a long way. So they just might want to do it, guys.
Maybe it'll be City. And, you know, maybe Chelsea got something for them. They have to come to Anfield.
So I
don't know. Wait, Arsenal are coming to Anfield?
Yeah, they have to come to Anfield.
Do you think...
We've lost, like, 1-36. So even though we're not playing great...
Well, at Anfield?
Yeah.
As in... Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's still kind of a fortress.
Yeah. So
we're not playing our best, but we can still give them a game. Like City, a couple months ago, we gave them a game, you know.
Your team
a couple of months ago is very different to the team.
Oh, Philippa is not. I feel like
there are a couple of people out, and
but Van Dijk will be back. Jota will be back.
When they play in the years, is it April?
I don't know. I don't know when they're playing us, but Jota and Van Dijk will 100% be back. Which is a beautiful.
All right, Faye, do you think Chelsea can stop Arsenal this season?
Do you know what, yeah? We got... Let me not... I know this is going to be as a clip. God forgive me, innit? And obviously, Chelsea are not where we want to be at the moment. But we have exciting players coming. You know, we've got Modric, Felix will be back. No more suspension in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we'll get Kante. Like, he'll be back from injury in Jesus' name, innit? Reece James, hopefully he will be cohesive, playing very well. Maybe Potter, he's going to put a spell on Arsenal, innit? So... I think, in all honesty,
Potter should focus putting a spill on your players.
In Jesus' name, he will do that.
So do you believe in Potter now?
No, I don't believe in Potter, but, you know.
Wait, get to the point.
I feel like maybe we can at least take a point. Like
from Arsenal.
Like today, don't get me wrong, Man United didn't have Casemiro, but they put up a game. They had McTominay and they put up a game. They had David De Gea being the bozo and they put up a game. I'm sorry, they scored 2 goals today. Emirates is a bit shaky, the foundation. Like, maybe City, Liverpool as well, Chelsea, they can hopefully do something. That's what I'm saying. It's not secure, but, you know.
I think they'll win it in the end. I just hope that they can just drop some points. It would just be nice to see it shake up a little bit. I want to see them rattle.
Some drama.
Give me some drama. That's all we want. Because it's going to hurt. It's going to really, really hurt and burn if they win. Just... So let us see.
Let's have a little bit of fun.
We'll have to see. Why are rival fans, why were you guys even relying on United to try and steal some points from Arsenal anyway?
Why not? You did it before in the reverse.
Not at the Emirates.
So? Rashford is on the roll.
It was a different time in the season. That was September, early September.
Early times.
And you didn't have Casemiro then, did you? So
no, we didn't. No one thought we were going to win at that time, to be fair.
Yeah.
But
I just think that the rest of the Premier League needs to step the hell up and
stop relying on other teams. Have shame. Do something for yourself.
Like, everyone's just got to focus on their own.
I'm focusing on myself. Like. I don't care about what's going on at the top of the table. It could be anybody at the top of the table, and I would want the other person to win because I like mess. I'm a messy girl with an eye for drama, okay? Sorry.
I hear you, girl.
So.
I hear it. So today, last topic. Who do you think was the man of the match? Today's match?
Saka.
After what he did trying to steal the celebration.
You see, I could give it Saka, but that's still bothering me because I don't understand why he had to do that. I think Saka, I'm also thinking Zinchenko is really good.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good. Oh.
What about you, Ella?
Odegaard, I thought he was really good today. Yeah.
And yeah, him too. Yeah, I think them really three.
I'm going to give it to Zinny. I know that City must be rattled.
I know
they must be rattled. I mean, obviously, Joyce already said Pep isn't the sort of person to keep someone if they want to go and he wanted minutes. Mm. But yeah, he's looking better and better.
Who's playing over him?
They rotate all their back line.
You know, they love to do, you know,
Mix and match. Both sides.
They're really struggling. They got rid of some good players that they could not use, you know. Shame for them.
Saka's your man of the match, then?
Yeah, Saka's my man of the match.
Let's move on to Liverpool and Chelsea now. Ella?
Oh, dear.
Give me the overview of that game.
From a Liverpool perspective?
Yes.
Bad performance, bad result. We were poor. First half, we were very poor. Second half, first 10-15 minutes, we looked good. We were retaining possession, sustaining pressure. We didn't really make enough of it. Then Klopp did his little bit of a moment of madness, in my opinion, by taking Keita off and putting Elliot back in midfield, because that's been the issue since the World Cup, the midfield and the physical side of the midfield, because even though we left out Fabinho and Henderson, and you're probably quite shocked at that. We're not shocked. I was actually very happy to have them dropped because they haven't been up to it this season. And I think Keita, Young, Bajetic and Thiago were really good against Wolves. We actually looked decent, so we were happy to have that midfield play. But then bringing Elliot back into the midfield, taking Keita off, it invited Chelsea, especially with Modric. He was good. I can't. They've got a good player there. Yeah. Towards the end of the game, I think Chelsea could have snatched it, but we'll take the point. and the clean sheet, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy with the performance and the result.
And for you?
Well, in the preview, I said I thought we'd lose. I didn't know we were going to sign Modric. No? Yeah. God's got me in it. I thought we'd lose. I turned my stream on late and I was like, Kai scored.
What?
Yeah. It was disallowed because offside of a right boot or left boot or something.
Yeah. It was offside.
It was offside to the letter of the law, yeah. But the spirit of the offside rule, it was not in the spirit. Like that, it was the right call, but like thinking about what the offside rule is actually for, that's naughty. Do you know what I mean?
Was it the right call though? Because I feel like they keep changing it, saying that, like, oh, we're gonna, you know, do it in benefit of the striker, and then this and then that. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
it's essentially anything that you can, any part of your body that you can score with. So anything but your hands. Mm. If you're offside, you're offside. Like I said, the letter of the law is there, but in the spirit of it, it's a bit nasty. But everyone here has all had awful offside calls, yes.
Yeah.
So far this season. So you just have to.
I don't think Chelsea have.
You Chelsea gods.
I'm just we don't get anything. They hate us. Even with the new ownership, they hate us. But anyway, I feel like we played well. We did what we needed to do. I'm surprised that we didn't score. We had very good chances. Like Badashil, I don't know how you missed that chance. There was bare chances. I don't know how these guys missed it. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? Do you know what I mean? But I just wanted to say, makes not much shit. I've always said this guy is this fucking shit. And it was like, usually when he does something stupid, it's like he's giving away the ball, he's misplacing passes, he's not making the right decisions. Time and time again, he's shooting where he should be passing and stuff like that. But like, for example, Kai gave him the ball, shoot. This is what you want him to shoot. He decides to pass it to Lewis Hall, who doesn't do, every time he's in a goal scoring opportunity, this guy just doesn't hit the target or he misses.
That was such time a good chance. Time again. 81-1 in the first half.
Yeah.
That was such a good chance.
Time and time again. I just feel like, man, you're 24 years old now. When are you going to get good? Like, I'm sick and tired of it. And it's like, it's his fourth season now, and he's just regressed, like, so, so, so badly. And I just feel like he's not going to get any better. He's asking for 300K. Fuck off. I'm just like, it's getting ridiculous now. Because like I said before, he's either misplacing passes or he's doing bullshit. But this time, he's not even in the game. So I don't know what he's doing. He's very invisible. You'll be like, wow, Mount's on the pitch. Wow, I didn't know that. He's on the pitch doing nothing, taking up minutes. And he's in a very, very, very bad form, and yet he's the first on the team sheet. Conor Gallagher as well. You suck. He's a road runner, and he does cardio, and he's just there doing nothing time and time and time again. And even then, like, for example, when Modric came on, he took the ball and he was doing quick feet. Ooh, 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 ooh. He hit the side netting. But it was like, Conor Gallagher, if you were an intelligent footballer, right there in the box, you would have gone down. You would have got a penalty. So it's like, what are you doing? And he just does stupid stuff like that again. And the three worst players on our team were the three players from the academy who happened to be, you know, from our academy in Cobham. And it's just like, so what is you guys? Like, just fuck off. But, you know, we had some positives. Even though we didn't score, we didn't win, we'll take that point, Anfield. Every single time we played Liverpool for like the past two seasons, I could have said, you know what, we should have won that game. We haven't drawn. Sorry, but like, yeah. Modric, I'm so happy we stole you from Arsenal. Big up you, big up Shakhtar, or however you pronounce it. You're a star. I can see it. Thank God
you got him. I'm so happy you lot stole him, because I can't lie, you can see, like, even when he came on, like, he's electric.
Yeah.
And he's gonna come so good for you lot. I can't lie, I'm so jealous, that's one. But two, if Arteta had got him,
this is what I was saying yesterday. The whole time I was like, over. I could see exactly how he's linking up play. And it's like, obviously, I'm not happy that you got him either, but like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
But no offense, I personally think that he won't do as well.
I think
he
would have done better at Arsenal.
You don't think that he's going to do well? Like, he's going to be playing with Felix. He's going to be playing with this. Nonny. Let me say, call him Nonny because I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's going to be this nonny. The Maggi G.
Don't do that.
Kai Havertz, you know, hopefully we get a new midfielder. Like, we're changing the team little by little. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Are you hopeful now about your team?
I'm hopeful that we now won't get relegated, yeah.
You won't get relegated.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
But can you not see it now? Like, yesterday was the first time I was like, all right, I sort of understand. Like, Chelsea are not building to get trophies in this season or maybe even next, even though I know that's what you lot want. You're building a team that will last. The same way that you can see that Arteta's built a team to last, you lot are now starting to fill in blanks. And where you can, I'm not necessarily saying that I agree with everything that Todd does, but like,
why not?
Why don't I agree with everything that Todd does?
Yeah,
I don't know. I find him a little bit annoying. What are you doing in Twitter Spaces?
Yeah.
First of all,
he should mind his business. You own a whole football club. You own it.
That could have been an imposter. We don't know if it was him.
Oh please, he was verified.
Regardless, the point is that he's clearly swapping people in and out. And he's making something that's fit to last for a while. So, yeah, I hear it. It's not exactly you lot's cup of tea. Mm. And you've been spoiled for the last 20 years where things have come pretty instantly. Now you're doing things in regens and stuff like that. Like most football clubs do. And I know that's uncomfortable. But
Chelsea will be back next season.
I feel like next season we're going to be happy.
Yeah, there you go. Next season, I think you'll be fine.
Next season will be happy. And then eventually get rid of Potter.
Okay, next season you're going to be...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Happy. What about this season? Like, where do you see yourself coming this season?
Not gonna lie, I'm with the signs that we made in January. I'm very excited. Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, because it was like, damn, look at the players that we have. Like, for example, it seems like rival fans wanted us to be rocking up to Anfield and all these clubs with Broja and Gallagher and Mount as the front three and to be happy. Mate, they're shit. So we're gonna replace them. And we're gonna be great. Let our owner spend money. You know, he's got the money, spend it. Smart spending. I love that.
Can't wait for financial fair play to come into place. Like,
it's not gonna come in.
I know, it's because you lot are doing those long deals.
Smart, yeah. That's what you want.
They will soon crack down on it. Watch. Anyway.
Hopefully not this season. And maybe, you know what? I don't want European.
Huh? Qualification.
I don't want European football at all this season.
Okay.
That's what I don't want.
So you
want
to stay where you are now?
I don't want a conference. I don't want
Europa League.
Let's just have a good time next season, you know what I mean? Focus on the league. Let's keep us 10.
No extras.
Yeah, keep us tough.
Wait, so you don't want Europa football?
No, I don't want that. Sorry.
What about you, Ella? Sorry.
The thing with Liverpool, we're actually in a lot more trouble than I think you guys see, because
enlighten us.
I will enlighten you. So, what's going on at the top of the club? First of all, FSG We don't know if they want to sell in part. We don't know if they want to sell in full. And our sporting director, so we had Michael Edwards, and he ran a team that was very data-driven. So we had data analysts who would buy players based on literally, based on what the data would say. Mm-hmm. But we've actually not scrapped it, but we're moving past it. So Michael Edwards is gone. He was there for about 10 years.
Chelsea tried to nab him in Jesus' name.
Thank God he didn't go. His successor, Julian Ward, his deputy, is leaving after being there for less than 6 months. So we don't know who the sporting director is going to be. We've got key people in the data analysis team that are going. We've got Jurgen Klopp and Pep Linders who have stepped up and are now taking control of transfers. So people like Nunes and Gakpo, they weren't actually transfer committee signings. They were
Jurgen Klopp and Pep's
signings. So things are starting to change.
Do you think Klopp was looking at a different player and then accidentally signed Gakpo?
You know what? Gakpo wouldn't have been my choice. And this is where I'm very confused about what Liverpool are doing, because we know Klopp, he's got a very clear way of playing. You have to be strong, fast, quicker, fitter than the team. If you're not, it's not a Jurgen Klopp team. And this is why we're kind of struggling with identity this season. And players like Elliot, players like Carvalho, players like Gakpo, they're not really Jurgen Klopp players. And that's where I don't understand where we're going. But in terms of the future, FSG will not invest enough money in the summer for us to bounce back. So even though we have one year where we've gone down, is it really going to be 1 year? It could be two or three with us having to have to rebuild. So
there you come in.
Literally spent like 100 million on Nunes and Gakpo. So but you can't be saying that they're not spending.
No. But we actually made profit in that summer. So our sales...
They do this all the time. Every year they sell. Their sales, that's what they use to buy players.
Yeah. Who did you sell?
We sold like Minamino. I don't know who we sold.
Yeah, but come on, like 100 million on Nunes.
Yeah, I know, but we still made a profit in the summer. And
they sold Mane.
Mane, exactly. And yeah, we couldn't get a midfielder because for whatever reason, we need a midfielder. We don't have any money. We've been told we don't have any money.
Liverpool are coming like the housing market. I know. You're selling, but you can't buy the same quality for the same price.
We're hearing record, revenue record, sales record, this record, that. Where's the money, John? Somebody needs to sit me down and make me understand what is happening, because we've won everything. We're getting into Champions League finals, won the Premier League.
Once.
And we act like once... Still.
But still, the amount of revenue they made in that season, they have money. Like,
where is the money? We've got record Nike sponsorship. We've got LeBron and all people. Like, what? I don't understand what's going on. I don't get it. I don't get why we can't invest into the team. And you know what? FSG were good when we were trying to build and go up to the top. But you know the saying, it's hard to get to the top. It's more difficult to stay there. And we cannot sustain that position at the top with them in charge, because we need investment. People like Chelsea, Man United, City, Newcastle. How are we going to compete with those clubs?
It's quite embarrassing that you even mentioned Newcastle, because that's the club that, no offence, they were battling relegation too long ago.
Look at the whole year. I mean, this time last year, we were killing Arsenal in the FA Cup and the League Cup, and now it's like they're 20 points ahead of us. And it's just like, I never imagined this downfall. Look at Newcastle last year. They were battling relegation, now they're...
But a lot of people did say this was going to happen to you guys because you guys don't invest.
Liverpool fans are saying that.
Yeah. You guys, when people, I'm sure on this pod, were saying that, you guys were cussing them. Hey, you're telling off, team's fine. Now look.
But this is the frustration, because we kind of saw this in the summer. We knew, because last year I think we played every single game because we were in every competition to the last week. But this is, what's weird about this season is this is the first time in a Jurgen Klopp team where we haven't bounced back from disappointment.
You ended up coming fourth. Mm.
So like when we lost the Champions League, we won it the year after. When we lost by a point against Man City, we won it the year after. Yeah. You know, when we had that rubbish season where all our centre backs got injured, we bounced back. and we're competing in all fronts. So this is the first time where we haven't bounced back, and that's where you can kind of see the cycle is ending, and we need more players to be motivated, to be fresh. So players like Diaz, players like Jota, it's a blow because they weren't there from the beginning, and they're still hungry to win. So we really need major investment in the squad.
It's crazy because, like, last season you guys were talking about doing the quadruple, you know? You guys were saying, oh, we're going to win the league. You lost on the final day. Like, this is mad. The downfall is crazy.
It's crazy how low we've gotten, but it's a combination of so many issues. But, you know, Jurgen Klopp, in my opinion, can't escape this because...
Can I ask you a question? Did you get rid of him?
Never.
Really?
Everyone goes before Jurgen Klopp goes. Everyone goes before Jurgen Klopp goes.
That's that look.
Yeah.
That
like? I was going to say that.
Nice. I guess he did bring them the Premier League and the Champions League.
Because he's literally overachieved. In my opinion, he's overachieved from what he's been given, especially in investment. Like, if you look at the table and how many net spend and all that, it's ridiculous compared to City and all those teams. But I think Jurgen Klopp has underperformed himself, because you look at our squad, it's not a ninth place squad. Like, things, he needs to mix it up. The decisions he's making, don't understand. Like, okay, you don't recognize that you don't have the players that can play your way. Try and change it up. Play Naby, play Thiago on a consistent basis together, because I think it's 7 wins and 1 draw they're playing together, but they hardly ever play. He persists with Henderson and Fabinho, and their legs are gone. There's no point doing the same thing and expecting different results. We know physically we can't compete anymore. We have to try a different way.
I think that's Klopp's downfall, which is why I've seen some of the players say, I meant not Liverpool players, Liverpool fans say, yeah, like, they want him to go now because of that stubbornness and trying to stick with his way, and he might not have the players to suit that. And then, yeah, it's not working for him. But I know you don't want him gone, but I'm just saying, I've just seen that some Liverpool fans actually say that. Yeah,
he can feel go. Like you might, it might benefit you to get in someone new with fresh ideas.
I was going to say that.
I'm telling you, under FSG, there's no one better. There's no one better that can manage his club.
Don't you think he needs to be like a bit vocal? Because all the time I'm seeing his press conferences and yeah, we're fine. We don't need it.
No. If you have to read between the lines when you see him, because he's often saying, he's not saying that we're fine. He's saying, you know, this is what we've got. We're going to make the best out of we can do. These are fantastic players. We're doing what we can. You know, he's made a couple of shots at the fact that he's not getting any money. Like, I'm seeing that a lot. That's how I knew that there was something like funny in the buttermilk at FSG, because like, he was actually saying it like, we haven't really got a lot to do, so we're making do with what we've got. There's ways to go about it, isn't it? Because he's trying to subtly say it, but if you start and you go gung-ho, you end up like Scott Parker and Bournemouth. You can't cuss the board like that, because your ass will be fired the next day. So,
and then he can go somewhere better.
Exactly.
But he's enjoying the project at Liverpool.
He loves Liverpool,
He's enjoying the project at Liverpool. We might not see it, but like, he sees
him
it.
But then he might have to switch it up. He wants to really enjoy it before it gets really sad.
You know, this is the thing. And it's like, it's always one of the things where it's like, I'm not a coach/manager, so I don't really know. Mm. But there must be a way where he's thinking, look, if I meddle with the system too much, the team isn't going to, you know, what's the word? Like, mold to it very well. So clearly there must be a method to the madness. But unfortunately for you lot, you don't have a lot of people who can fill in the gaps, and that's the problem.
Maybe you need like Robertson and Trent to start assisting again.
To be fair, it's beyond Robertson and Trent, and it's a whole team thing. Like, everyone just, I just think the team are just very low in confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence.
No, we've all been there. Yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah, so I just can't wait for the season to end.
Who do you think has had a worse season between Liverpool and Chelsea?
Chelsea have 11, 12 players out.
I think from the position we're in,
I think we're lower than you in the table.
I know, but
I think you have a better team
now.
Yeah, better team.
Yeah, now
the drop from where we were at the end of last season.
Yeah,
to
I think the fact that you guys, you've got a whole new owner, you've got a new coach, you've got new players. It makes sense that you're where you're. you That's are, because you're better than that, but it makes sense why you're there. Whereas Liverpool, we don't even know how to explain their own circumstances.
Because it's like, it's literally copy and paste, like obviously things are shuffled, but like, they shouldn't be where they are.
Yeah.
No, so I think Chelsea's one's worse because, you know, last season we were fighting Real Madrid, going to do something. Yeah, you guys won the final and you lost, but do you know what I mean? We were on our way. Do you know what I mean? This is sad. You talk to Chelsea fans, they're full depression. They don't want to watch the club. Same probably as Liverpool, but I'm looking like you had Salah and you got him, his contract renewed. So that's different. Like you at least have individual world class player. We don't have that, sorry. So I can't say that you guys are last of us. No, sorry.
Sorry. I think you're the only person in this place.
I think your emotion is...
Yeah, it's always going to be hard because obviously where you're coming from, it's your team.
Not so long ago, we was one win in 11, 6 points out of, 26, and you're telling me that you guys are worse? No.
It's from where we've come from to now. It's
sorry, mad. People predicted this. People predicted
not,
this.
No, we no, didn't predict...
And not, predicted not in the manner. Not in the manner. It's not just... where they're at, it's the way that they're playing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I watched the game yesterday and I was bored.
Yeah.
I love football. And I'll watch anything.
And who else was there? It wasn't Liverpool playing by themselves, it was Chelsea as well.
I know, but Chelsea...
Let's agree to disagree on this one.
I would rather watch Chelsea right now, to be fair, but you know,
if Manchester was there, would you want to watch him? Oh, Felix, you wouldn't want to watch us. Come on, be real. You have Salah. I'm sorry, you got Salah.
Okay, but he's not been playing well, so that's his fault.
I don't know what is going on with him as well.
Salah, watch.
Yeah. And then you said it in your school next week.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on to West Ham. Philippa, how did that game go? You won, finally.
Yeah, finally. But did we win or did Everton lose? That's the question.
You know, break that down for us.
Things have to be said because, love you, Marva, Everton were woeful. And it was funny because she actually tweeted, she was like, you know, this game is so bad, but watch us still lose it. And I said, not a chance. And then, like, completely opposite run of play, we scored the goal. And she said, see? And I said, look, listen, I've never negatively jinxed us like this. Let me do some more. And then Bowen scored two. And I said, fair enough. He's been, I live like 20 minutes from the stadium. He's been hearing me yell. So that's nice. Even though, yes, we had glimpses of things looking better, we didn't necessarily play particularly well. The scoreline flattered us. But then again, it's also what Everton deserved, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take their chances properly. Like I'm saying, like, it hurts me because I enjoy watching lots of different types of teams, and Everton's never been a team that I've been like, oh, getting them out of the Prem. But like, their fall from grace has been like a couple of seasons coming. Ella's laughing at me. Yeah, I understand the Merseyside thing. My godmother's actually Liverpoolian as well, so I shouldn't be saying that out loud. But it was just really weird to watch Everton look like that. I mean, they started with Seamus Coleman on the pitch, so I should have known. But I think it was less about us actually playing well and more about them not playing well. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit irritated because it just gives David Moyes an extra lifeline. And I know like earlier on in the season, I was like, you know, he could have time, but I think really, really and truly the way that we've been playing, the World Cup would have been a really good time for the owners to start shopping. And we probably could have maybe turned things around. But the Premier League, I was like looking at my phone to just see like where everybody is. It's so tight down there. So like before the game started yesterday, there was about five clubs who had 15 points. Mm-hmm. And like, luckily enough, most of the games, like all the fixtures sort of went in our favour, including our own. So we're no longer in the bottom three, but it's like, so we're 16th now. We were 15th yesterday until Leeds played. But it's like, that can shift so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of bad teams at the minute. I think Southampton are going down. And I think, sadly to say, because of the way that they played yesterday, I can't see Everton picking it up.
I think it's about time they go, to be honest.
I would love
you can't be doing this every season.
Even if they, because again, and this isn't obviously a shot, it can't be a shot because it just means that all of you guys have got competent teams. But when you're in that sort of position, in that part of the league, changing your manager at this time of the season can make you, but if you don't have the backing of a competent board, it's not going to mean anything. And the problem with Everton is they've got such a disengaged board at the moment, where it's like...
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on with their board? What's going on?
It's a mess. Marva explained it last episode.
Yeah, check out like, Marva's explanation. So it's obviously better from like a Toffee herself. But like, it's a mess and you can change. But if you actually look at their players and the systems that they play, it just, they've lost confidence. And like, even West Ham playing don't have the most confidence. And it's like, you can't do that going in. It's not about playing the top teams. Mm. It's about playing the sides around you. And if you can't pick yourself up to come to the park and play, then you're going to get relegated. That's the problem. That's it. End of.
Maybe the huddle that Declan Rice did yesterday helped the guys.
Maybe.
Team spirit. They're going to fight.
Berwyn's got twins then, coming. But
this, goals. Is a, this is a funny thing because it's also, again, because we've been here so many times, you can tell when a team have stopped playing for their manager and they haven't stopped playing for Moyes. They're just not playing well. And for the life of me, I don't understand. So many games there was like, okay, people are playing like Paqueta and all that sort of stuff, playing out of position. And it was like, okay, if you fix that, then maybe we look better. And then it's fixed, but then somebody else doesn't look good. Mm. Until yesterday, that was Jared Bowen's fourth and fifth games, this goals this season. That's not good enough. Mm. Last season, he was pinging him in for fun. He's been absolutely anonymous. But because we don't, for whatever reason, Bowen must have Moyes' daughter's nudes or something because he doesn't come out of the squad.
He's with Danny Dyer.
But like, he doesn't come out of the side, even though he's been playing really bad. Mm. On the other hand, you've got the likes of Benrahma, who sometimes doesn't start for games on end, but he's like one of our most creative players. For now, hasn't started in so long. He's one of our most creative players. It's like, the people are there, play them.
Maybe it's like Graham Potter and Mount, Frank Lampard and Mount. They have that, oh, these people are going to run and going to work hard type of mentality. That's what they like. They like them.
The workhorses.
Them workhorses, English lot.
Yeah, but Jared hasn't been a workhorse.
No, but
so, and Antonio hasn't been a workhorse. Antonio shouldn't play up front. Antonio should play on the wing. I've been saying that. And for me, it was like, why not play Antonio and Scamacca together? And now Scamacca's out, probably for the rest of the season. Jesus. And so we're not going to see it. So, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to buy Danny Ings, guys. Like, huh?
How do you think Danny Ings fits in?
Like, he played all right yesterday, but like, he wasn't on for too long. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. You watch West Ham fans online and they say silly things like, Danny Ings is a proven Premier League goal scorer. Huh? Danny Ings had, 43 appearances for Aston Villa and scored 8 goals. How is that a proven Premier League? It baffles me. And it's like, we have all this money to like fritter away because we are doing well revenue-wise, and yet it's not put in the right place. I don't know. But West Ham will always frustrate me. Like I said, 20 years ago, West Ham went down for the first time that I remember, and we went down with what was the best Premier League side to ever go down. And that side was dismantled, and it took us a couple of seasons to come back up. We came up via the playoffs, and then we were still sort of playing championship players and went down again. And it's like, I like playing in the championship because it makes you feel good about yourself, right? Because, you know, you see some good games, you actually play well, but it's so hard to get back up.
Maybe you guys go down.
No, we don't need we don't need the reset. We really do.
I don't think West Ham are going down this season.
I think we'll survive. I think it'll be really unpretty, but then at the same time, it's like the last time we did that, the following season we finished fifth.
Yeah,
maybe you guys go down and then we start.
They're not going down.
We start shopping in West Ham to see what's available.
I think you've got enough quality to survive.
I think West Ham's a much better side than Everton. Yeah,
maybe they both go down.
Everton's definitely going down. Here's my thing:
never say never. Nothing is like one of them things where it's like, now we won't go down. We could. We absolutely could. Like I said, that Harry Redknapp team that went down, or was it? No, the Glenn Rhoda team that went down, sorry. That was a very good team. That had some of you lots like legends in that team. Do you know what I mean? You had the Carricks, the Joe Coles, all of them people in that team.
Damn.
So it's not unforeseeable. Like, it can happen.
Damn.
But I'm hoping.
Is that how Joe Cole came to Chelsea?
Yeah.
You never know, you know. You might need to get down here.
But like, when you think about it, it's like, at the same time, do I think there are three teams that are worse off than us? Yes.
Yeah,
I do. I think Southampton are gone. Yeah. I really do. I think it's time. Unfortunately, I think it might be Everton's time right now, just based on how they've been playing for the last couple of weeks. And then it's a mix up. Like, it could be Forest. Forest are picking up points, but it could be Forest.
Bournemouth.
It looks like it could be Bournemouth as well. You know, you never know how Leeds are going to do. Jesse Marsh, Leeds fans are very unhappy with Jesse Marsh at the minute, so it could be Leeds. Like I said, it's so, they never like it at the minute.
Leeds
they
will survive.
I think Leeds will survive, but it's like, when I'm saying it is mad close, we have got 18 points. Leeds have also got 18 points. Yeah, that's 16 to down to the 20th, who are all either 18, 17 or 15 points. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's this season's relegation battle will go right up until the end. I think.
Yeah, it's still yeah, just like last season. Point,
yeah, literally.
It's extremely tight. But
so what's the best case scenario for you this season?
I mean, I was saying like before Christmas, I want to finish 10th and I want to go win the Europa Conference. We're still in the Europa Conference. We're still in the FA Cup.
You're not going to last in the FA Cup.
We're not going to last in the FA Cup.
I don't know, we have in the FA Cup.
We are. Oh. We've got Derby next. We'll probably lose by penalties to Derby or something stupid like that. I don't know. Listen, finishing even if we finished 17th and we went on decent cup runs, I just want to get out. Like you said, I want the season to be
survive,
done.
Yeah.
But I want to survive. Like, and let's go back to the drawing board. Let's get rid of David Moyes because I think fantastic, fantastic manager, but he's clearly run out of ideas. I just think we needed something a little bit fresh.
But I think yesterday I watched his post match interview. I don't know, maybe I heard wrong. And he said something along the lines of he's got like a board that really supports him and stuff. I don't know what the interviewer asked him.
He does. He was basically saying that it's not that we're bad, it's that we just can't score goals at the minute.
Yeah.
No, sir, we're bad. Yeah. And he was saying that he's got the support of the board, which he does.
Which means that, like, does that mean
he's not going
anywhere, basically? Yeah.
I think it depends on how we finish the season. I really do. And also, I think it depends on who's shopping, who's around, you know.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of weeks, start to see who's doing punditry, who's putting themselves in a shop window. That's usually when people are being like, hello, I'm a manager, I'm ready. Hi.
Yeah.
Start to see. I don't think he'll go before the end of the season, but I think he might go in the summer.
Maybe you get company or something.
Company's going to take Burnley up and he's going to want to see that project out. Company, Carrick, all of them men there are doing fantastic things.
They're doing well.
The Championship. Yeah. They do not want to even sniff at people who are like looking at relegation.
I heard Rafa Benitez.
Oh, Rafa.
But this is the funny thing, right? Rafa after Newcastle, I would have said yes. Rafa after Everton, I don't want to.
You can all that spell at Everton.
Yeah, Everton's finished, so you can't worry about
it. Well, I don't know, because there's really lots of really booky things, like their left back being, like their captain being sold, and like, what was that
but
about?
Where is he
Rafa's
now?
Rafa's very stubborn.
Is he at Villa?
Who?
However you pronounce his name, Dinier, or yeah, he's at Villa.
Like, things like, random things like that, where I'm just like, I'm scared, sorry, I'm shy.
I think he would keep you up.
Yeah, I think you have nothing to worry about. Anyway, we're halfway through the season. I just want to get a revised top six prediction. Because we talked about top six towards the start of the season. And it was very different to how it looks now.
Mm.
So I'm just curious to see what you guys think. Philippa, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, so I'm thinking pretty much very similar to what it is now.
Okay.
Arsenal City. United, I don't know if Newcastle will piggyback them. Like, I think they're sort of running out of a little bit of steam, but I think they will actually stay in the top four.
So you're saying top four, Arsenal, City, United, Newcastle, in that order?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And then I think
Chelsea going to come back. Come on, Chelsea. If you look at it, the points, it's not that much, though.
It's not that much.
Okay.
And I think one of Chelsea or Liverpool, and I think because of what Ella's saying, I'm starting to look at Liverpool a little bit clearer, and I think it'll probably be Chelsea, Spurs.
Chelsea can do a run.
So Chelsea, Spurs, fifth and sixth.
Like our next games are very calm. So
tell me your top six.
I don't know, but I heard that it's calm on the time.
Yeah. Faye, tell me your top six.
To finish the season?
Yeah.
City.
You're saying City is going to win the league. You're just being a hater.
City, Arsenal. United, Newcastle. Chelsea, Spurs.
So basically, same as mine, except
she's making City the winners. Ella.
I'm going to agree with Faye, City. Because I just know City. I know they have another game.
No, why does everyone have so much confidence in City?
Competing against them toe to toe, they have another gift, for sure.
Okay.
They will go demon mode.
They always have another gift.
I won't be mad at it. I'm just saying, I think that Arsenal are doing particularly well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Please, continue, right. Ella.
Arsenal.
So City, Arsenal. Ooh, this is tough. Will Newcastle maintain?
I think Newcastle.
Man United.
I like how everyone say at the start of the season nobody said United.
I wasn't sure about Man United. I was a bit hesitant.
Mariam, you looked a little. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Newcastle.
Okay.
Chelsea, Liverpool. I can't have Spurs above Liverpool. I'm sorry.
Okay, she said Liverpool.
Really? Like, okay. I know. You know, we're all. Sorry, Lauren. Sorry, Bobby. But come on.
Yeah, I think that's wishful thinking.
Who
did they play against? Okay, fair enough, it'll City, but like you're 2-0 up. What the fuck?
How could you end up losing 4-2?
That's crazy, though. Yeah, but that's Spurs. Like, listen, we've all been watching football long enough to know that they have that in the locker.
Yeah, yeah,
but they're still gonna come and, you know, wash away a lot of the other teams. Yeah. It's a big league.
No, I don't think they're good enough. And if they drew 2-2, cool, it's City. They're losing 4-2. Like, you didn't even do anything that second half. I'm sure Kane didn't even get a shot on target. I don't know what Son's doing. Get out. Do you know what I mean? So
Son is having a very, very bad season. If he stays in the Premier League next season, I'll be very surprised.
I don't think there'll be in many points between Chelsea, Tottenham and Liverpool. So yeah. Whatever we
I really want to say City to win the league, but I don't know, innit? Like, I'm going to say Arsenal, City.
Okay.
United, Newcastle.
So everyone's saying Newcastle top four. Are you guys sure?
I don't know.
I'm doing it with wishful thinking.
You know what? City. No, sorry, not City. Arsenal, City. I think United.
You know, Chelsea can still get top four.
Yeah, and then I think Chelsea
can still get it, you know.
And then I don't know after that. Newcastle. I think Newcastle might come fifth or sixth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, well,
so I'm doing Arsenal to win the league. Jesus, I think it's certain, man. Like, they've maintained it for this long. They're not going to go down without fighting. So Arsenal to win, City to come second, United to come third. Then I'm going to go with Spurs to come fourth, and then Newcastle to come fifth. And then I'm going to say Brighton sit.
What?
Controversial.
I just don't think Chelsea's good. I think it's going to take some time for your players to like mesh together. And that's going to take a while. So I'm just going to give it to the team that's been performing.
Between 10th and 5th, it's like 4 points. Yeah. So if Chelsea get up to like 5th, then do you know what I mean?
And I'm not going to lie, the games we have are quite nice. It's not like top 6. We can do something.
Okay, but Brighton can also beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they've got something for Potter. You know?
We'll see how that, you know, the season ends. But for me, that's the way I think it's going to go. But anyway, we're going to leave that there. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. And be sure to subscribe, like, and follow us on our TikTok and social media platforms. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.